Chapter 1. About 17 years before this story begins, there was mourning in one of the most beautiful homes of Jerusalem. In the court of the household, the servants were gathered about the great central fountain, some weeping loudly, some talking and gesticulating.
"We shall never, never see him again,"
said an elderly woman, wringing her hands.
"He was such a darling, so sweet," sobbed another, and so beautiful, with his lovely eyes and his cheeks red as a pomegranate. "Oh, my David, my David,"
wailed a fourth, sitting flat upon the ground with her head upon the edge of the fountain and her tears mingling with its waters.
"Who could have the heart to take thee from thy mother?" "His mother will die," said the woman who had spoken first. "I have it from Reba, her waiting woman, that she hath gone from one fainting fit into another since she was told the child had been stolen. And Prisca gone too. Dost think she stole the little one?"
"Nay, woman, Prisca loved the lad as her own life. She would never harm a hair of his head."
"I know that she loved him, but I fancy that she loved that beggarly Greek better. Dost think the Greek carried them both off?"
"How could he?" broke in another.
"There was no way had he been so minded."
"Thou knowest not everything," said an old woman,
who had not spoken before.
"I have it from master's own body servant, Malchus, that the master caught the Greek talking to Prisca in the gateway once and bade him begone. The man answered something in an unknown tongue, but with a bold look withal. The master gave command to have him seized and scourged, which was done forthwith.
And a heavy scourging it was, too, for he was a Gentile.
That was 10 days since, and now Prisca and the little David have both disappeared."
Here, all the women broke out afresh into loud wailing and lamenting. In the meantime, a far more painful scene was passing in the interior of the palace. The sunshine was filtering through the branches of the trees, making wavering spots of brightness on the velvet grass. Roses, lilies, and oleanders glowed in rich masses around the basins of marble fountains. Birds singing sweetly flitted here and there, yet everything seemed sad and forsaken. For the mistress of all this beauty and splendor lay, white and grief-exhausted, on her couch in a shaded chamber.